Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi with Truma's daf Kuf Dalet, and we are starting about the eighth line with the words Shmarim Shel Truma, and the Vilna's daf is right at the beginning of Nun Zayin Amud Beis. And today's daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas Maris Merim Sar Bas Rabbi Yaakov Maisha. Her neshama should have an aliyah. And the Gemara tells us Shmarim Shel Truma. We have sediment of Truma wine, and he's pouring water on that sediment in order to be able to extract whatever flavor is left. So Harishain Vashani Usser Vashlishi Mutter. The first and second pourings of water are Usser. They're considered to have tam of Truma in them, but the third pouring of water is Mutter, and we say that there's no flavor of Truma in it anymore. However, when was it said, that's when he's pouring water on it. If he's not putting water on it, but he's putting some sort of other juice, even the third pouring is aser, because those other juices have the ability to extract more flavor from the shmarim, from the sediment. Another scenario, sediment of Meister Sheni wine, only the first pouring is aser, the second is mutter, because we're more makel with Meister Sheni. Now Rav Meir says, the second one is all judged based off of taste. If it tastes like wine, so it's usher as well. Now, what does this mean that it's usher? We know that Meister Sheni is not usher to eat. And so really, this is talking about the isser of eating it outside Yerushalayim. Meister Sheni has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. So over here, if this wine tastes like Meister Sheni, it has to be drunk in Yerushalayim. And one more scenario, Rabbi Yochanan says, B'shem Rav Shimon ben Yitzadok, HaKadesh K'minyanoi, we're dealing with Hekdesh. It's all about the count, which means even if he counted multiple times that he poured water on the sediment, we're very machmer when it comes to Hekdesh, and we say that everything is considered Hekdesh here. Something similar, but not talking about wine, Chersen Shel Zav, the pot that is Zav urinates into, so it has urine of the Zav, which is Tameh, Rishain Tameh, Visheni Tahar. The first water that washes out this pot is Tameh. The second time he washes it out, that water is Tahar. That's because the first water that he used is still mixed with some of the Meiraglaim of the Zav, so it's Tameh. But the second time he washes it out, it's already assumed not to be mixed with Meiraglaim, so that second washing is Tahar. Now, in Medvar Murim, one was a said, Shinasal Sechamayim. That's when he poured water into it, meaning he washed it out with water. Avaloinasal Sechamayim, but if he didn't pour water into it, and instead he urinated into it himself, afilu asiri tameh. Even the 10th time he did so, it's tameh. And we're not going to say there's bittul, because we say that ein min b'minoi bottle, and over here it's min b'minoi. It's urine of the zav and urine of the non-zav. And even though there's much more non-zav urine over here, still min b'minoi is not bottle, and we would say that everything here is tameh. And now we explain the last part of the Mishnah. We had said v'kamatei b'trumas ma'aser v'chulu, what's a minimum amount of trumas ma'aser that a person has to give to a kayin? An eighth, the Mishnah said, which is a 64th. So we have further clarification. Rav Yudan bar Chassid, Rav Yosi bar Chanina, Rav Yudan, the son of the sister of Yosef Bar Chanina, said, "B'shem Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina, pachas mikan noisem b'neiroi." If he has less than a 64th of trumas ma'aser in his possession, so then he doesn't have to give it to the kohen. He could put it in his ner. He could put it in his lamp. That's obviously talking about oil, and he could benefit from it himself. Kuvdan Rama Beis on top. A further clarification: Rav Yani says, "B'shem Rav Yudan, ba'oichel k'day beitz akala." That's the proper gear. So we take out the word lavashel when we're dealing with food, not liquid. The amount of trumas ma'aser he would have to give to the kohen is the amount of a beitz akala, which means an easily cooked egg, which is referring to a chicken egg, and that's how much has to be given to a kohen. However, hadad tamar, this that was said, that he could use this minimal amount to burn in his lamp, and if it's a little bit more than that, he would have to give it to a kohen. That's only betameh, if it's tameh. And by the same token, hach kebetza, betameh. When we just give his measurement of a betza kala, that's also talking about tameh chumas meister of demai, aval tahar. But if we're talking about tahar chumas meister of demai, afilu kolshu tzarech lahachzir, even if it's the smallest amount, he has to give it to the kohen. And furthermore, bedemai, this is only said by demai, aval bevadai, but if it's chumas meister bevadai, it's not a suffix. Bain tameh, bain tar, bain roiv, bain muat, tzarech la'achzir. It doesn't make a difference if it's tameh or tar, and it doesn't make a difference if we're talking about a lot or even a tiny amount. In all these situations, it has to be given to the kohen, and there's no heter of him being able to keep it. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with a brand new halacha. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.